Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 21st of July. There are warnings of gales in Biscay and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fastnet 995 expected. Humber 1001 by 1800 Monday. New low expected Hebrides 999 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, east, veering southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, east or southeast, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher, cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, variable, 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, south, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, south, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in Plymouth. Showers, squally in Plymouth. Good. Biscay, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 in southeast. Fair, good. Southwest Fitzroy, northwesterly becoming cyclonic, 4 or 5. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast Fitzroy, backing westerly 3 to 5, squally showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Irish Sea, variable becoming northwest 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall. Northwesterly 6, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, good. Northeast Rockall, Malin. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Fog patches, then showers. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, becoming northwest 4 to 6. Showers, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or southeast 4 to 6. Thundery showers. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, fog banks, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northwest 3, mist, 1200 metres, 999, steady. Stornoway, northeast 2, mist, 3 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lerwick, east by south, 4, mist, 2 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southeast by east, 3, recent fog, 1 mile, 1000, rising slowly. Aberdeen, east, southeast, 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1001, now falling. Lookers, east, northeast, 3, mist, 3 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Bulmer, southeast, 2, slight rain, 1 mile, 999, falling slowly. Bridlington, east, southeast, 3, 999, now falling. Sindeti light vessel automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1002. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south by east, 5, 5 miles, 1000. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southeast, 3, 999, falling slowly. Jersey, south, 4, 16 miles, 998, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by south, 3, 11 miles, 998. Scilly Automatic. Southeast by South, 4, recent drizzle. 7 miles, 996, now rising. Milford Haven, east, northeast, 1. 16 miles, 998, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast by east, 1, slight rain. 13 miles, 999, rising more slowly. Valley, southwest by west, 2. 12 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 1, recent rain. 9 miles, 998, now falling. Valencia, north by west, 3. 12 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 1, rain. 2 miles, 998, now falling. Malin Head, northwest, 4, recent rain. 1,800 metres, 999, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 2, 19 miles, 997, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 20th of July. The general situation, unsettled weather will affect the United Kingdom, with showers or rain occasionally thundery. Fog patches will also be a hazard in some northern areas. Cape Rattaratory Head, including Orkney. Southeast becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable becoming southeast 2 to 4. Thundery showers and fog patches at first. Moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming southeast 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, thundery showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west 4 to 6. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest 5 or 6. Thundery rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 5 or 6. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, thundery showers at first, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, cyclonic becoming northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, thundery for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, cyclonic becoming northwesterly later 3 to 5, rain or showers, thundery for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 2 to 4, backing west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, thundery for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Cape Wrath, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later in south. Fog patches, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the Shetland Isles, east veering southeast later, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
I would be very happy if you would do me the honour of dancing with me.
On BBC iPlayer.
That man is so full of himself, I'm surprised he can stay on that horse.
Go back to a time when people didn't use first names.
Miss Bennett.
Mr. Darcy.
When yearning was the norm.
I think I shall never see a man that I can really love. I require so much.
And when compliments were different.
You must allow me to tell you how ardently I admire and love you.
Celebrate 250 years of Jane Austen with Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility and Emma.
It is my greatest success.
Watch on BBC iPlayer.
And that's farewell to another week here on Radio 4. The World Service will be your companions through the night until we meet again at 5 o'clock. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Joanna Keane in the newsroom and myself, we hope you have a very peaceful night. Good night.
Hello. As the UN again warns that civilians in Gaza are starving.
We saw the trucks approaching, so we moved towards them. They started shooting. We raised our hands like this. Then they started shooting at us.
Dozens more people are killed by Israeli troops near a food distribution site. How and when will that end? Also on the newsroom at midnight GMT with me, Nick Miles. A broken truce in Syria as deadly clashes break out again between Druze and Bedouin. Meanwhile, in Ecuador, the country's most notorious drug lord has been extradited to America. Will it stop the violence and mayhem at home? And later on in Yemen. As poverty grows, women are leading protests for change.
Life is really hard, really tough. Our children are in the streets. They're not learning. The teachers are on strike because they haven't been paid their salaries.
All after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Agency says an Israeli military evacuation order for central Gaza has dealt another devastating blow to efforts to keep people alive in the war-ravaged territory. On Sunday, Israel ordered Palestinians in Deir el-Baha, many of them already displaced, to move south due to military operations. The UN has also repeated its warnings that many Gazans are dying from hunger and need an urgent influx of food as Israel continues to strictly limit the flow of aid. This displaced Palestinian woman in Deir el-Baha lamented the situation on the ground.
The Gaza Strip is destroyed. The Gaza Strip is dead. The Gaza Strip has become a massacre and no one is listening. Where are the leaders of the world? Where are our Arab and Muslim brothers? Where are they? We and our children are dying of hunger.
The Israeli Foreign Minister, Gideon Saar, has confirmed he's given an order not to extend the visa of Jonathan Whittle, the UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief in the occupied Palestinian territory. Mr. Whittle has recently said the conditions near aid distribution sites in Gaza are created to kill. Israel accuses him of biased and hostile conduct, which distorted reality. A rights group says clashes have again broken out in the Syrian province of Suweida, where more than 1,100 people have been killed in a week of sectarian violence. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights says tribal fighters have attacked outlying villages. Bedouin fighters and their tribal allies have withdrawn from Suweida city, but they remain at the outskirts. Here's John Donison.
This is a city that has been controlled by the Druze, but during these clashes with
Bedouin fighters as well as Syrian government forces. There have been